This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
I see sky.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free. Give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, during that last break, somebody had given us a call, and they couldn't stick around, so they had asked the question through Nathan. So Nathan asked me, Nathan asked me the question. So the question was, they had found a Rose of Sharon on the side of the road that they actually got and took care of, and it's now actually thriving in their pot at about 6-8 inches tall from the cuttings that they took. And they're just wondering, you know, what should they be doing at this time of year for that to really get it to be established and be successful. So, you know, it's actually pretty easy. Roses Sharon don't need a ton of, like, overwintering help, if you will, right? It's more once they've, like, established, they're okay, and they should be fine. Whereas this one, since it's starting to we're starting to go into the fall, what we need to look at doing is just making sure the pot is watered, taken care of during the winter months. If we're going to keep it inside, if you want to keep it outside, keep it in an area where it's protected from some of the winds, right? The heavy wind areas, the chilling winds, anything that's drying it out, right? Because that that could harm it. So if you could take care of it, by putting it outside, maybe it's like in the corner of the house where, or an area where, you know, it's sheltered. You know, something along those lines. Putting, you know, if you don't want to put it in the ground, you feel like you don't have time to, which you have plenty of time to do. You could put it in the ground. If you feel like you can't, you know, just cover it with like a salt marsh hay, later in the season. Cover it, I'd say around Thanksgiving time. That's about the time that we would be doing anything along those lines. So definitely, you'll wait till then to do it, unless you put it in the ground. You could put it in the ground right now and be successful still. So plenty of time for it to develop roots, to do all those things. So feel free to go at it. Well, hopefully that helped you with your questions on there. For everybody else who has questions, give us a call here. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And, I have another question here. Somebody had asked via email. Name was Pat in New Hampshire. And it says, finally, the bumper crop of crabgrass is dying back some. I plan to aerate and prep the lawn. And the question is, would it be best to remove the crabgrass before aerating and adding compost? The extension guy said just to leave it. But then I'm trying to prep with all this crabgrass roots in the way. Though in time, they'll add substance to the soil. So, do we remove the crabgrass or not? So what I would suggest doing on this is the areas that have that big crabgrass that kind of take over in a big area, I'd remove those. I'd remove the bigger pieces from it so that you have a better access to the soil when you're aerating and adding the compost. Because I'm sure you're looking to put seed down. Because one of your next questions is when you can put seed down. So, the bigger pieces of crabgrass, I mean, I have some crabgrass in my front, I'll call it a lawn, but it was just, we're working on it, right? That are probably 2 feet across. That takes up a lot of space. So, when we go to clean this up, and we're waiting on some stump removal, but when we go to clean it up, I'm going to remove those, even if there was lawn underneath it. Because it just takes up so much square footage and takes up so much nutrients. Now, some of the smaller pieces, where they're not as big, maybe you can leave them there. And especially when you aerate, it'll break them up a little bit. But realize, if they've gone to seed, the seed is now, when you break them up, starting to go into the soil and mixing in there. Right? So, that's something to really think about. Now, on top of that, the next question is, if I don't do any weed prevention this fall, do I still need to wait 2 weeks to seed? So, if you do no weed prevention, you do nothing, and you aerate and add compost, you can do it that same day. I'd aerate, throw the compost over the top, and then put the seed on top. And it'll really help move things through, especially if you can do it on a day that it might rain, right? I know we're going to get some rain later today. I haven't looked at the total forecast for the week, but I think it's, I'm not sure if we're getting any real rain. It doesn't look like it till maybe next week, but the temperatures are cooler, so we're getting some of that morning dew and some of that dew at night on the lawn. So there is some moisture out there, right? Whereas before, we weren't getting any of that. So, definitely, you can do that. I would love for you to clean up some of the crabgrass. I think some of that crabgrass is just can get so big that it covers too much square footage, and it's hard for you to do anything. So, any of that crabgrass is still there, if you can pick up, definitely do it. I know I looked to do it in my yard. Now, our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we've got plenty of time left. We've got about 45 minutes left in the show to answer as many of the questions as you guys have. I know usually coming off the interviews takes a little bit of time to get you on here. So I look forward to speaking with you guys. So definitely give us a call. Anyways, it's already starting to look like it's clouding up a little bit. This morning, first thing, it was when the sun was starting to come out, it was sunny and it's starting to look beautiful. And I was like, oh, it's going to be a great day. I knew the temperatures weren't going to be there, but I was hoping that the clouds would wait a bit. I know later on in the day we're supposed to get that rain. It's going to be so good. So for those who weren't listening earlier, if you can fertilize the lawn today, if you were like, I got to fertilize, I don't have time today, and maybe I can move a few things around, move the things around and put the fertilizer on the lawn today. You know, if we get rain later, it's only going to help water it in and get it started. So today is a good day to do that. It's a good day to fertilize your shrubs and trees at half the rate that you would have in the spring. know, using your holly tone, your plant tone, your garden tone, all of those things, using it at half the rate that you did in the spring to help get our plants ready for fall and winter. It is officially fall, so, you know, we should be ready, but you get the idea, right? We need to do a few of these things to help our plants be successful. We're really thinking about next year at this point. What can we do to help our plants? And those are a few things that we can do, right? Fertilizing, watering. Watering, if you can water out there, water your new plants that you put in there until the ground freezes. If you have the ability to water, keep the hose going until the ground freezes. Your plants will be so much better for you in the future. Right? It's not like it's fall, I'm done watering. No. Continue to water until the ground freezes if you have the ability to. I know some of you have sprinkler systems, they get blown out, so you're not using them as much. And a lot of the companies you use only have so much time to blow out the irrigation system, so it's probably, you know, low, you don't have as much time. But if you have the hose and you can bring it to some of those new established plants, please do it. I highly recommend watering until the ground freezes for your plants because it will only benefit you in the future. If you have questions, call us 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Vonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, we do have a bunch of calls on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Susan Marcinville.
Sue, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. I bought a package of gladiolas at Walmart and neglected to plant them when you're supposed to plant them, so they didn't get in the ground till about a month ago. Well, now they're about a foot tall, but they don't show any sign of getting flower buds. Am I supposed to pull those out over the winter and keep things for next year?
Well, so the gladiola bulbs, you said you planted them about a month ago?
Yeah, a month and a half ago. They're okay. About a foot tall.
All right.
But just leave.
Well, so the thing is it, so a gladiola bulb can take between 70 to 90 days for it to bloom. So,
yeah.
You know, the problem is it's not going, it most likely won't bloom for you this year because of that. Now, what can you do to get it there? So the thing is, you're going to need to let it kind of keep going for the season to allow it to really get, hit back so that we don't preemptively, pull too much energy away from the plant.
Right.
Right? So what we need to do is allow the leaves and everything to kind of do its thing. Get hit by the frost, right? That'll happen probably in the next few weeks to a month. But let the plant die back a little bit because it's putting so much energy into the ground. If you were to rip it out now, it's not going to come back for you. Whereas if you do some of the work now by letting it do its thing, let the sun, help it, let the cool weather start to turn the yellows turn the leaves yellow a bit. That will be helpful as well. So So basically, right now, just kind of let it be. Once you start to see the yellowing of the leaves, then you can take it, cut it back to the ground so that it's, you know, about 1 to 2 inches above the actual bulb itself. And then let it sit outside in the sun to dry out a bit so that this will allow it to just focus on going back to its dormant stage, right? So we look for you to do that. And then you can keep it indoors over the winter, maybe in like a Tupperware container with some like light peat moss or something along those lines so that it keeps the plant going, but it doesn't push it too much to try and push growth, right?
Okay.
And then overwinter it, and then you can try and plant it again in the spring of next year.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay.
I have another question about tomatoes. My tomato plant is very compact, and it goes straight up. It's not leggy and spills all over the place. Can I bring that in the house and keep it growing in a sunny window?
So, yeah, tomatoes can grow indoors. They don't just stop because of the weather here. If you look everywhere else, you know, in warmer climates, they stay a lot longer. So if you have the ability to keep it in a sunny, warm window, you can definitely do it.
Yes, because it's full of flowers.
Yeah,
and I
have... Go ahead.
I have other tomatoes that when I had a nice tomato from the store...
Yeah,
I took some of the seeds and I planted them around my house plants, and they're about 6-inch tall plants now. So can I keep those over the winter?
You definitely can. Like I said, you just need to make sure you keep, you know, them in a sunny window, but you also need to make sure they stay warm, right? When they start to get cold, that's when they slow down. So by keeping them warm, you can actually have it happening. And I'm not talking like 80 degrees. I'm talking, you know, in the 60s, low 70s. Just keep them away from a draft.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
I have to hit a break. I apologize.
Yeah.
We will be right back.
Thank
you.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been a professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you want the best looking lawn in the neighborhood? Let Bonide help you have the perfect lawn with the new easy-to-use Turf Turbo high-efficiency line. Bonide Turf Turbo is unlike most other lines. It starts to work fast, and all you need to do is to apply Turf Turbo to your lawn, and it starts to work on making the nutrients that are already in the soil available to the grass to use. Use Turf Turbo. It's like turbocharging a lawn fertilizer, along with helping to create a strong and healthy root system in the grass.
A storm which is currently moving through the Caribbean could potentially arrive in Florida as a hurricane. In response to the storm, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency. The U.S. National Hurricane Center reported Tropical Depression 9. It is expected to reach the Florida Keys and South Florida by Monday, bringing heavy rains and possible flash flooding. An estimated $45.6 billion in pandemic unemployment benefits was likely stolen by fraudsters who used the Social Security numbers of dead people and prisoners to claim the aid. The report issued by the Labor Department's Inspector General said that the loss total was revised upward from a June 2021 assessment. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$5,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Cheryl's in Michigan.
Cheryl, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, well, thank you so much. I really enjoy your show.
Thank you.
I have two questions. First is about my semi-dwarf peach trees that I have. I have one that's the semi-dwarf Alberta, and it's
okay.
Doing really well. And then the other one is the Reliance.
Okay.
The Alberta gave me about, I don't know, say 15 peaches, and it's only been with me for a year. And it's really grown very tall. It's probably about 12 feet now. And I'm wondering if I should be pruning it, and if so, how do I approach that?
Okay. On just the, we're talking on just the Alberta, or we, for both, would you be
looking? I think the Alberta seems to be the one that's really shot up, but overall, should I be pruning them to get wider instead of taller?
Yeah, so each year, so for a dwarf, you're keeping it shorter, more compact, right? And for the pruning time that you would be looking to do would be late winter, early spring. Okay, so at this point, you kind of let it be for the rest of the season until,
okay.
It could be April at that point, right?
Okay.
Basically, we're looking for it to the coldest part of winter to have gone by. All right, then
okay.
You can start to clean it up. And what you would do, any of the branches that are like a couple feet from the base, you'll want to remove, okay? Because you want that to have a stem. You want it to be above ground more. Excuse me. And what will also happen is those lower ones, if they produce fruit, it's not as good. So we want it to be higher up on the plant, okay?
Oh, okay.
Any of the major branches that have started to get really big, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to want to remove some of those. So you basically look at it and you say, you know, for you, it's... For you, it's a little bit different because it's a newer plant. So when it gets older, I want you to look this way. They basically, mm-hmm. one of the rules of thumb is when your plant is more established, the branches on the main part of it that are basically about half the diameter of the trunk, you remove mm-hmm. some of those, okay, to allow new growth and the other parts of it. But right now, since it's new, we're not looking to do that, right? Because it's new and we're establishing it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is with peaches, you don't need a lot of branches at first because you kind of leave some of the side branches, just a few of them.
Mm-hmm.
And you kind of, like, prune it that way, right? I'm sorry. So I'm having a... I keep coughing, and I apologize.
No, that's all right. Allergies are awful.
Yeah. So on some of these, so when it's a dwarf, we only want to keep the height of this plant almost, like, 3 to 4 feet, right? You said it had kind of gotten up to, like, 12 feet.
Yeah.
So, you know, we want to kind of bring it back a bit in the spring. We want it to okay. come back to that dwarf feature that we're looking for instead of being so big. 12 feet
so is not... Cut the top off, like, basically?
Yeah. So what I'd like you to look at is see how that branch is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That main branch, you might have to cut all the way back to about 4 feet tall. You know, we're just like kind of, it's weird that, it's not weird, it's good that it produced a lot of that flower, the flowers, and mm-hmm. then you got the fruit. But the thing is when it's young like that and it's not fully established, it's hard to like determine, all right, how much do I want to prune? Because you want to make sure it's taken care of, right?
All right.
You know, the major thing to look at is thin out the branches that are lateral, that go horizontally across, right? You want them to be more upright. And I'm talking just the straight across ones. If you start to see them angling up, those mm-hmm. are good branches to keep.
Okay. Okay.
And you'll want to leave, you know, you don't remove all of them, but you want to leave like 5, maybe 6 of the lateral branches out of it. And again, mm-hmm. it's with it being so young, you're not going to have all these numbers, right? So once it really gets established, you'll get into a better pruning habit of this. You're going to leave some more of them. But, you know, the other thing to look at is cross branches. Any branches that are rubbing up against each other, of the branches that have any cracks in them or dead or damaged issues with them. And then again, the sucker growth. Now, the sucker growth, the dead and damaged, and the rubbing branches can be pruned at any time of year, okay? Because they could do more damage than good.
Right.
So, especially the rubbing branches going into winter. Now, winter, there's not a lot of leaves on the plant, so the wind gets through there easier. And it starts to, mm-hmm. you know, move the branches a little bit easier, and they kind of rub onto each other. They start to open up the door for pathogens, for insects to get inside. So if you see some of those major branches now that are starting to mm-hmm. rub, and you can tell the difference with the bark, prune one of those out now versus waiting. Because that's just going to be beneficial for the plant long term. The other thing is, if you have any of that sucker growth on there, remove that now as well. Because, again, it's just pulling moisture away from the plant. So the sucker growth is any of those branches that come, like, out the side or up the branch or the trunk. And then just do, like, a 90-degree angle straight up and down.
Oh, yeah.
That's your sucker growth. Yeah. Those can be removed at any time.
Okay. All right. Okay. I understand that. Perfect. Perfect. Well, then my other question real quickly, I removed lilac trees. They were very old and had them, had the stumps grinded down about 8 inches below the ground. And I'd like to put in a Rose of Sharon where they were. Do I need to do anything to prepare for that to keep the lilac trees, you know, from coming back?
Well, so, you know, getting down that far into the soil could be pretty good, and you might not have to worry about it. What I would just, okay. you know, keep an eye out is after you've planted the Rose of Sharon, just look around, see if you're seeing anything pop up, right? If you're okay. seeing something pop up, which I don't think you will, but you might. What I mm-hmm. would do at that point is try to prune back as much as you can of that lilac if it's coming up. But the other thing is they have a product out there called Sucker Stopper. Or it's like
good.
So it's a spray that you would spray like if it had like sucker growth coming on and it was just constantly going on there. So you could use something like that. But I feel as though with going down 8 inches that deeper look to it, I think you're gonna be okay, honestly.
Okay. What was the name again of it? Sucker what?
I think it's called Sucker Stopper. It's not one that's always out there, but if you go, I can look it up while we're talking here. It's a Bonaid product.
I can Google it then.
Yeah, it's like Sucker Stopper or. But it's specifically for sucker growth. Sucker Punch. There we go.
Sucker
I'm sorry.
Punch. Oh, cool. No, that's cool.
It actually comes with, so it's a small bottle. It comes with a paintbrush that's in it.
Uh-huh.
Right? So what you would do is you would cut that growth that's coming out, but you would leave a little bit, like a little, so you can have something to apply this product on. You brush the top of it, and it just shuts down that plant from producing those suckers. So it actually that would be ideal for you if something were, if something were growing from there. But I don't know if it will.
Well, that's good to know because I have a tree that I took out. We just cut it to the ground. Every now and then, I see it pop up, you know, out of the grass. So that would be even good for that.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. And, you know, if it gets really bad in that area, you know, dig up a little bit and see if there's more, like, to it underneath. And you could get it a little bit deeper in there instead of just on the top.
All right, perfect. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
All right,
and
Charlie.
I have a little suggestion. If you need to take a vacation, as you know, we all need to, and it's lovely to hear old shows.
Yeah,
even something with your dad.
Yeah, no, I was thinking about that the other day. I don't want to shock anybody though when his voice comes on. That's why I keep him on the commercials, though. I keep him on those
good.
Commercials so everybody can hear him.
Well, thank you so much. I really enjoy the show.
Well, thanks, Cheryl. Bye bye.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye. All right. Yeah, we got a couple more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Carolyn's in Rhode Island.
Carolyn, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick.
Good morning.
This summer I had a small vegetable garden, which was tomatoes, cucumbers, and peppers. The size of the garden is small. It's like 12 feet by 12 feet. However, I found that my soil is very acidic, and I think I should be liming it now because I think it takes 6 months for it to really work. But I don't want to buy a huge bag of lime because that's what I can see. But I did see something the other day in the store by Espoma. It's a small bag of lime. It had a picture of a flower, but I'm wondering if I can use that same lime for my vegetable garden, or what should I be doing at this point?
So you definitely can use that product. It's just a garden lime that they have.
Yes.
But what I, honestly, if you have some issues, just putting lime down right now isn't going to solve it quick enough for it to be for next season.
Okay.
I'd look at using, and I know you don't want to get the big bags, but there's products out there that are fast-acting lime. So what happens is they start working as soon as you hit the ground.
Yeah.
Because with the regular pelletized lime, like you said, it can take 6 months to work.
Yeah.
But it doesn't bring the pH level up like a full point. It takes some time.
Okay.
So you would have some of the same results next year without doing it. So using a fast-acting lime, and using it to at double the rate, which is usually like, and again, I know you said it's a small area, but it's 12 pounds per 1,000 square feet, would allow it, and you can do it three times, would actually bring up the pH level a full point.
Yeah.
And so that's probably about what you're looking to do, whereas the regular lime, if you do that every 6 weeks, like it's like the fast-acting, it would burn everything.
Okay.
So I honestly would look at investing in it, because you can use it in other parts of the property, you can use it on everything else, but having it to use the fast acting is only going to benefit you. And that you can buy, I think it's a 12-pound bag or 18-pound bag, and you can use it three times in a year and then use it again next year. So the fast acting is the way to go.
Okay.
Because it's not going to affect it quick enough with a regular lime.
Even though I got 6 months to wait, no, I should use
it. No, I don't think it's going to do enough for you, honestly.
Okay. I'll try it. Yep.
All right.
Now,
Thank you.
That be too much lime for the amount?
No, okay. Hang tight on that. I want to give you more information on the other side of the break.
Thank you.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by DRAM. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at DRAM.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Before the break, we were talking with Caroline in Rhode Island. And right at the break, you were asking another question. Could you just reiterate that so we could make sure I answer it fully for you?
Well, I didn't know whether to put a small bag of Espoma lime, but you told me best to use fast-acting lime. And
yes.
I wanted to know... I get a big bag of it, but you told me to get between 12 and 18-pound bag. Will I have more left over? Should I use it all at once? How should I apply it?
So what I want you to do is figure out the square footage of the area that you're doing, and that's easy to do, which is the length times width.
Yes.
Okay.
It's 144. Yep.
So... 144, so let's call it 150 just for ease, right?
Yep, yep.
So 1,000, 150 goes into 1,000 six and a half times. So it's about 20%. So 20% of 12 pounds is about 3 pounds-ish. Right, it's
yep.
it's more like 2.7, but you could use about 3 pounds of
okay.
that over that area.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you use 3 pounds over that area 3 times in 6 week intervals. So what I'd like to see you do is, if you do it now, you could put 3 pounds down over the whole thing. Let
okay.
it let the winter happen, and then as soon as the ground thaws, do another 3 pounds. Then
okay.
6 weeks after that, another 3.
Yep.
And then 6 weeks after that, do another 3. So
okay.
we're looking at 12 pounds right there.
Right.
So it's almost the full bag, and you'll have plenty, and you'll notice a huge difference in the area.
Okay.
I can guarantee it. But so, you know, it seems like a big bag and it's too much, but it's actually, yeah, it's definitely worth it.
Okay. I'll try it. Yes.
Don't be nervous that you're going to burn the lawn. This is an organic type product that is natural. It's just we're adding those things. So you're not, don't be too nervous about adding it.
Well, okay? It's not the lawn I'm putting it. I'm putting vegetable.
Yeah, but either way, it's not going to burn those, especially when we're doing it now, and then you're also going to do it early spring. So don't worry about it. I think it's only going to benefit you.
Okay. Thank you very much. Yes.
All right. Thank you. You have a great rest of your day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye now.
All right. We got another one. We're going to try and get it in before the break. Nathan, who's up next?
Lisa's in New Hampshire.
Lisa, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning, Patrick. Thank you.
Good morning.
You've given great advice in the past that has worked for me, so I'm hoping you can help here, too. I'm a first-time gardener, and I planted tomatoes for the first time in my life this summer.
Okay.
And I'm in New Hampshire in the Upper Valley, and right now they are outside in the ground. They did well. They're on the vines, but they're still green.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, I happen to choose determinant Roma tomatoes.
Okay.
And they're still green, and I was hoping you could tell me what I can still do given the temperature and the weather that we're in.
Well, so they still could turn, you know, that orange-red color to you. The thing that happened is with the summer heat, it slows the whole plant down and keeps it in a dormant period, and it doesn't allow it to go to that next level. What I would do is try to keep it on the vine as, you know, as long as possible before it really gets too bad out. If you're seeing temperatures in the 30s, then that's when I would suggest picking the fruit. And then you can put them on a sunny windowsill, or during the day, leave them out on like a patio table in the sun, because that'll help turn them. What'll happen is once they're picked, they can start to turn afterwards if you leave them in that sunny area. The other thing is there's tons of, if you look it up, we don't know where it is on our website, but we used to have a green tomato jam that you could make with it. There's options, right? That's what it is. So it's not just we tried. No, there's definitely options for it.
Do we know that the green tomato, cooking with it, it would be safe? Or are they...
it would be safe.
They're not fully
developed. No, it would be safe. Okay? I hate to cut you off. I do have to go.
I
appreciate it.
All
right.
Okay, thanks.
All right, everybody. Be good to each other. Get out there and plant something. We'll talk to you guys next week. Bye-bye.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.